Well, this is a graduation season unlike any other. First, a global pandemic, and now protests over police violence. Against this backdrop, the class of 2020 is marking this important milestone, and they deserve our applause now more than ever. As part of Shy Grad Week, we invited high school graduates to write a community commencement address. Their speech, We the Graduates, is written and voiced line by line by the class of 2020.
To my senior peers in the class of 2020, it's time to celebrate. We did it.
I want to dance with you, want to laugh, and want to sing. Take you on the road, have you rocking on my bling.
Class of 2020, we really did it.
To all the first gen class of 2020 students who are looking forward to walking down that stage, not only for themselves, but for their families, you are not forgotten.
You know where I go when we're dancing.
One thing I'm not gonna miss about high school.
Oh, what's one thing I'm not gonna miss? Okay,
that's easy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna miss the food. Like, that's a given.
Duh.
Two stale pieces of bread and a wet disc of beef. Yeah, not gonna miss that.
I'm not gonna miss the smelly freshman boys.
I'm the bad guy.
You realize drama in your school was really stupid.
Sassy, moody, nasty, acting stupid. What was happening?
As in, it was so stupid that it doesn't even matter.
Something that I will miss.
The friends that I made during these past 4 years.
One thing I'm going to miss the most from high school is the student life, the vibes, the energy, the spirit.
My choir class. I loved making beautiful music, and I can't imagine my life without it.
School was really a place where most of us could feel included and heard.
One thing that I'm going to miss most from high school is my commute in the morning. I'd meet up with a friend, and every day we would walk past the church sign, which would read a different slogan each morning. Recently, I think it's been saying, look on the bright side of life.
How am I different from when I started high school 4 years ago?
It's really hard to pick.
Where could I start?
I'm not afraid to make my voice or the voice of my fellow students heard anymore.
I realized halfway through high school that life is too short to live a life that's not yours.
I entered high school to one of the most polarizing elections in our nation's history, and I'm leaving high school to one of the world's largest collective crises. That has changed me in ways that I might not even understand yet.
Since high school has started, I've grown 5 inches, made new friends, and have learned a lot more about myself and the experiences of others.
I was so scared to be different, and, you know, I just wanted to, you know, fit in. So I decided to create my own path.
I would say that I'm basically the exact same goofy kid.
Thanks to my friends, I've loosened up a lot and even learned to dance, albeit not very well.
One thing that people should know about finishing high school during a pandemic is that you don't miss all the things they tell you they'll miss. You don't miss prom, really, or maybe even the graduation ceremony. But you miss goofing off in research class when you don't actually have to do your work, or walking through the hallways and seeing your friends.
I looked at this as an opportunity and not a pandemic.
I am different now because of the pandemic, because it has made me recognize that I have to grow up faster than I would have if times were normal.
I never foresaw how a 2-week break could turn into missing out pretty much half of my senior year.
For once, the adults and other people in power are doing what they can to make this better, or at least more tolerable. We're not alone.
Advice to the class of 2020 is to not sweat the small stuff.
Take action.
Finish strong. Keep dreaming big.
Just live your life to the fullest. Like, be you.
I believe that our generation is an extremely powerful one.
And once this heartache and these protests are over, we will continue to fight to make sure that the inequality, the inequity, and the injustice that we have been fighting, that it comes to a halt.
I think my generation will be the one to move the country forward by unearthing those heavy, heavy truths that no one really wants to talk about. These situations with George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor prove that America has a deep, deep-seated problem with racism.
I am a young Black woman who believes that we can reach the solution if we just peel back the layers of hate and closed-minded thinking.
Don't take anything for granted. Live in the moment.
Live in the moment.
Because you never know what could happen next.
There's so much good you could do.
Even though it may not seem like it, you got this.
That was Gabe Levi, Trinity Price, Donna LaMata, Carolina Solis, Eliana Stern, Jamaya Neza, Lily Fitzgerald, Azadi Matthew Lewis, Nakaya Matthews, Isabella Gomez Barrientos, Ari Dworkin Cantor, Jared Safe, Isaac Warshaw, Alexis Ishmael, Sam Brody, Savannah Taffy, Sophie Cohen, Miracle Burris, Mia Goldberg, and Olivia Dixon. This piece was produced by WBEZ's Kate Grossman, Joe Dassault, and Kate Cahan. You can read the speech, just go to our website at wbez.org/shygradweek. Congratulations!